Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so a little nugget that's spurred up here. The Patty Mills has turned down his $6.2 million
free
option.
Agent.
Free agent. There you go.
Put Patty Mills on the list.
All these names are in play now. All these names are in play.
Although, James Harden opted out of $47 million for this upcoming season to sign for less money, but probably for more years. You know, so he probably will sign for like $40 million for like probably 4 years so he can get that extra money, even though he's going to make less than $47 million. That makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. We will be all over that. Don't forget tomorrow, starting at 3 o'clock, and I'm sure before then, names will officially come out, teams associated, linked with, trades, all that stuff. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, and I'm sure be here at 1 o'clock as the rumors start because, you know, there's no tampering, so there's no way we would know anything before.
No.
Before 3 o'clock.
No.
All right, so Freddie Freeman, John.
Okay, so Doug Gottlieb, who is who works for Fox Sports and does a lot of games, a lot of stuff, and Doug's pretty well connected, tweeted this about an hour ago. Casey Close, that is Freddie Freeman's agent. He's also Clayton Kershaw's agent. And in a weird twist, is married to Gretchen Carlson, the woman who brought down Roger Ailes and Fox.
Okay.
Casey Close, this is according to Gottlieb, never told Freddie Freeman about the Braves' final offer. That's why Freeman fired him. He found out in Atlanta this weekend.
Wow.
It isn't that rare to have it happen in MLB, but it happened. Close knew Freddie would have taken the Atlanta deal.
Oh.
So
that's before they went out and signed the other guy.
Right.
Olson. What's the first baseman? Olson or something? What's his name?
Matt Olson.
Matt Olson. Yeah. Matt Olson.
So, but here's the thing. Casey, in this scenario, Casey Close works for Freddie Freeman.
Correct.
Freeman empowered Close
to represent him and to be
cut
the guy.
The deal.
Yeah.
So I can understand why he fired him.
Yeah. Because he wanted to stay in Atlanta, right?
Right. But at the same time, he's the one who empowered it.
Yeah, but he still betrayed Freddie.
Right. Well, now he's done.
Michael, do you have an agent?
Yeah. I had Irwin Wiener, who was look just like Red Buttons. Remember Red Buttons?
Just like going back a few years. Yeah,
but he was like Dr. J's agent.
Yeah. And, John, you don't have an agent.
Not anymore.
Not
I did for a lot of years. Yeah.
Yeah. I just got a new agent, and the one thing, the most important thing, and I interviewed a bunch of people to do this, the one thing I wanted more than anybody else, anything else, was somebody that could represent me well. No animosity. No antagonism. Let's be friends. Let's not. So you do empower that person to talk to your employer or your potential employer. If I was Freddie, I'd sue Casey Close.
Oh, yeah, because they're supposed to keep you updated.
Well,
and
Casey Close,
that's malpractice.
If you look at his list of clients, I mean, he represented Derek Jeter. He has Clayton Kershaw. I mean,
right, but
Casey Close.
This is malpractice if he did not bring Freddie the final offer from the Braves.
Yeah.
I would be royally pissed if I was Freddie Freeman.
Well, I mean, he's obviously mad enough to fire him, right.
Is it because the Braves' offer didn't match the Dodgers' offer?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because
there was more money in the Dodger deal than there was in the Braves deal, and the agent took the expensive deal as opposed to the less deal because he wanted the money. You're right, Michael.
Right. It's like when you have a real estate deal and the guy can get both from the buyer and the seller.
Right.
And he cuts a double deal.
Yeah, Freddie, man. I don't blame Freddie for being upset.
But now the most important thing, Michael, is let's just move on and win the World Series.
That's right.
I mean,
I'll go to my 10th parade in November.
Oh, that's right. Michael Thompson.
Hey, what do you hear from Trace? I mean, we haven't talked to you since Trace got traded to the Dodgers.
He's doing well. They like him. He's doing well. They like his defense, of course. He's had some timely hits for him. So he's got a big series coming up tomorrow, this week, after they play in Colorado tonight. So
I'll tell you, man, I don't know how you watch those games. I like Trace came up the other day with the bases loaded. I get so nervous, and I'm just friends with you. I don't know how you even sit through those at bats.
I'm thankful to go through it, but it is the worst feeling.
And
so
if like if they throw a pitch down the middle and Trace doesn't swing,
imagine. Then he chases something out of the zone. I'm going, how do you let that go by? I don't get it.
Boy, but he hit a home run in Cincinnati that might still be going.
Yeah.
You know, so every once in a while.
He's played really well. And you mentioned, you know, run prevention is as important to the Dodgers as run production.
His defense is great.
His defense is fantastic.
He can run things down the gap. He can steal balls from going over the wall because he's tall and he can jump.
Yep.
So, but you're right. He's got a hit while he's got this opportunities, and hopefully, you know, he'll be productive. And when Mookie gets healthy, he'll still be around.
So I have got Johnny Depp's first role since the trial.
Okay.
He is going to play Louis the 15th.
Can see him doing that.
Now, who is Louis the 15th and why do we care?
Former king of France.
Well, I know that part, but like what made him interesting? What made him worth
didn't
a
he
biopic?
Have like multiple wives and
that was Henry VIII.
No, I think Louis the 15th.
He kept beheading
too.
His wives, right?
Louis probably has some women too.
I'm sure Louis had some women.
He was the king. Could have as many
he was
as
he the
won.
King, right? Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Now what about Amber? What is her next role?
Her next role is probably
she's still going to get jobs, isn't she?
No, she's
a bad girl. I thought bad girls paid off in Hollywood.
That's what John thinks.
Yeah, she's misunderstood, right, Ireland?
Louis the 15th was king of France from 1715 until 1774.
Okay.
His reign of almost 60 years was the second longest in the history of France. But it doesn't, I don't know why he would. Is it a biopic about Louis
the
15th?
That's what it says. First role post-trial is Louis the 15th.
Well, I like all those royal-type movies, those Victorian movies.
Do you like all those?
Yeah, I like all that stuff. Queen Victoria, Queen Elizabeth, and all that. Queen Victoria.
Do you ever watch The Crown?
No, but I would watch it.
You would love The Crown. Yeah, you would love The Crown. It's a great history lesson. Yeah. Really great. Last year was the year. So if you're going back, Churchill was played by John Lithgow, unbelievably. Gillian Anderson played Margaret Thatcher. Fantastic. Yeah. They both won gigantic awards for it. But you especially appreciating the history would be good. So Johnny Depp getting work again, that's a relief. All right. and Amber Heard, no news.
Really?
No news.
That's not fair.
Well, wait a minute. She came off as a nut job.
Really?
You don't drop a deuce in the bed and not
She
expect.
Said it was the dogs.
It wasn't the dogs.
How do you know?
The house, the people, because the people that were there said the dog wasn't there that day.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
She's a refined lady. She would not do that.
She's a fine lady. Sounds like me talking about Lindsay Lohan.
From what I've
she's
heard.
She's just misunderstood.
From what I've heard from the trial, it sounds like she's a fine lady.
Refined.
Refined. She's definitely not refined.
Well, I mean.
Refined?
Yeah, refined.
Really?
She wouldn't do that.
Refined?
She's not refined. Yeah, she wouldn't do that in the bed.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Well, the trial indicated otherwise.
Yeah, it sure did. The evidence led a certain way. All right, so 4th of July is this weekend.
Yeah.
And everybody, will you throw a barbecue, John?
Well, it's on Monday, right?
It's on Monday. But will you do a barbecue at some point this weekend?
I will attend a barbecue. I will not throw
a
barbecue.
You will attend one. Okay,
yeah.
Michael, what about you? Will you be having friends over for a barbecue at the beach?
No, unless my sons are there, I wouldn't do it.
Jorge, barbecue? You're going to grill out?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? Bergman?
Yeah, I want to. I think I might go to my brother's.
Gregory, you're going to need to go to
Steven,
your brother's.
Are you going to do anything?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I'm going to go play wiffle ball.
That's a good start in the morning.
Yep, wiffle ball. I'm going to play golf on Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
With so Dave far. Singer and Sue Kalinske.
And
I'm
going to
play wiffle ball on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Golf on Sunday.
And
Monday's
hot dogs on the grill.
Well, nice.
Hot dogs
like a perfect
on the grill.
Weekend.
Yeah, I'm all in.
You take those hot dogs and eat them in bed?
You know what? That might be the one time I don't.
You're actually going to eat
at a
table.
I might eat that at a table or on the patio or something like that.
So if you could do it then, why can't you do it every day?
Because it's so much more comfortable, Michael. So there's unbelievable barbecue inflation.
Oh.
So I want to ask you guys a couple of questions. And this, Jorge and Bergman, you can do this too. The price of ground beef is up 36% from 1 year ago.
Okay.
How much do you think for 2 pounds of ground beef, knowing that it's up 36% from last year?
I will say 2 pounds of ground beef.
2 pounds of ground beef.
This is like the price of price is right.
I'm going to say $6.79.
$6.79, Michael?
$8.46 for me.
$8.46. Jorge?
$9.15.
Bergman?
I'll take the over. $9.30.
You're absolutely right. $11.12 for two pounds of ground beef. So I say go hot dogs this year and not ground beef.
Well, how many burgers can you get out of 2 pounds?
Probably four.
Only four?
What am I, a chef?
Emerald? I have no idea. Kidding me?
That's how thick you want the burgers.
Okay, John, your favorite food. 3 pounds of center-cut pork chops. 3 pounds of center-cut pork chops, up 31% from a year ago. How much for 3 pounds of center-cut pork chops?
$9.
$9. Michael?
$13.15.
$13.15. Jorge?
$14.10.
$14.10.
I'll take the over again. Let's go 15 even.
It's $15.26.
Wow, wow, Bergman, going the prices
going
right.
Going last is helping you a lot.
Yes, it is a lot.
The other thing I wanted to mention here is when I go back to my family in Pennsylvania, Altoona, Pennsylvania, there's a great restaurant. Not, it's not a restaurant. It's a gas station. It's kind of a really fancy AM, PM, and it's called Sheetz's. They have announced.
This is the number one dining establishment in Mason's
in Altoona.
She's kind of a gas station.
Yeah. It's kind of a gas. You can get gas there, but you can also get dinner there. It's fantastic. By Altoona standards, Michelin star. So I saw this story that they are going to, and maybe, I think maybe at a loss, sell gas for $3.99 this weekend. They've just arbitrarily said, we know gas is more expensive, but for the sake of our customers and for all you guys, $3.99 a gallon for the weekend at Sheetz's in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
They will be jammed from the word go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was – I paid $7 for gas
$7
today.
$7? Insane.
Yeah, right across the street here.
Somebody should do it. Somebody should just say, okay, we're going like AM, PM, or when are you guys?
But
just
do you have to eat at Sheetz's to get the gas?
No, you don't. But Sheetz's is delicious. Mm-hmm.
Well, like,
is
what kind of food?
That's
like,
they have it's one
do
of
they have anything do they have anything more elaborate than Hot Pockets?
They do. It's like a honestly, it's like a gas station / really nice restaurant. It really is.
Like burgers and stuff
burgers, like that. Burgers, anything you want, they make. They make it by to order.
Wow.
So yeah, but $3.99 gas is the big thing. If I was a gas station in LA, I think I would just do it.
Couldn't you make money though?
You would. Well, sure you would.
How?
The idea would be if I'm AM.
Because they would buy other stuff. People that came in.
If I'm AM PM, and I don't know if they're an advertiser or not. I hate that friggin' Tungus thing.
Tungus.
I hate that. It shows up in my nightmares. Those hot dog fingers.
Tungus. Thank you, Maite.
But if I'm the AMPM, I'm going to say, okay, $3.99 gas, and while you're waiting, come into the store and buy something. Mm-hmm.
You know, 50% off.
Tungus.
Everything. I think you could actually make money at it.
Yeah. You have a line of cars.
You would have a line of cars. You'd show up on the news. We used to do that. We did that when gas prices were out of control before. I told Sam, our guy here, I said, you know, we should take over a gas station and do that for a day.
Mm. And just hack the gas prices.
Hack the gas prices and say, look, we're here broadcasting live and gas is going to be only $2.99 a gallon. Come see us.
Thank you for listening.
They would come. Thank you for listening. Yeah. Here's some cheap gas.
That's a good idea, man.
I'm all for that.
You should retire and go into marketing.
What's that?
710.
No, it probably is 710 already. All right, coming up next for you. You'll never believe who's singing Eminem. You'll never believe who's singing Eminem. I will play it for you.
Okay.
You will try to tell me who it is.
It is someone I'm very good at this.
Prominent in the world of sports. Okay. That is coming Excellent. Up for you. Mason Ireland, Michael Thompson hanging out today, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lie of the day. Let's see. Have I lied?
We got it. All of us got it.
You really think you've got it?
Yeah, we do.
I got it.
Hey, we asked Louis the. You said Johnny Depp is playing Louis the 15th.
That's
right?
What I said. Yes.
All right. So Louis the 16th has a lot of fame. He was married to Marie Antoinette, and after a slew of governing missteps, he brought the French Revolution crashing down upon France.
So is that what happens to Johnny Depp in this movie?
No, he's the 15th. This is the 16th.
The 16th is the one where it falls
apart.
I'm
sure that's where Johnny Depp should be playing.
I think that's Johnny Depp's next movie. So, all right, John Michael Thompson, I am going to play for you. John, this is everybody's psych-up song, right? Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Yeah.
Part of most
people's
first
song on the John Ireland workout playlist.
Most people have that on their workout playlist. So I want you to tell me who this is. It is somebody very well known in sports.
Yourself in the music, the moment you own it, it better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Okay,
Michael, it sounds like a white guy.
Not a Latino.
It sounds like a white guy. I think I'm going to just throw out a random guess.
Okay.
Drew Brees.
No.
It's an interesting guess.
Sounded like it.
That was a good guess. Okay, Michael, who do you think?
I think it's Gronk.
Gronk. Okay, let me give you a hint. The person who's singing has something to do with the state that Eminem is from.
From Michigan.
I guess.
The person that's singing. Oh, Stafford?
Not Stafford.
Goff?
Not
Goff. In the music, the moment you own it, it better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do
you
not
kind
miss
of have been
chance
all around.
To blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Tied with has something in common with Eminem. They're from the same state,
which is Michigan.
Michigan.
So
think about logically.
Is it Jalen?
No.
No, that's a white. It's got to be a white.
No.
In the music, the moment you own it, it better never let it go.
I know. On the sheet,
you only get one shot.
No, it's Jim Harbaugh.
Oh.
Really?
Jim Harbaugh.
I never would have gotten that.
The moment you own it, it better never let it go.
Yeah, he's a Harbaugh is like, you never know what's coming out.
Yeah, you never know. That says on his TikTok account.
Hey, by the way, Michael, we were on the air yesterday when Serena Williams lost. You're a big tennis nut. Is that the last time we'll see her play in a major?
I think she'll try the U.S. Open in September, but she's not going to win anymore. She's 40 years of age, and she doesn't play enough to be at the level that she was at. I hope she proves me wrong, but no, she can't win anymore.
So what the hell happened at the end of that thing? This girl, Harmony is playing,
10.
And then we're like, you got to win by two, and then all of a sudden you had to get to 10.
Points in the tie.
10 first and win by two, is
first
that what
to 10, first to 10 points in the tiebreaker.
But you got to win by two,
you
right?
You got to win by two, yeah.
Okay.
Did you see that girl didn't show up for her doubles partner?
Yeah, doubles partner is mad.
Her doubles partner's pissed off.
This happened before where someone wins in singles where they don't expect to win. Now all of a sudden they say, well, I can't do the doubles anymore because I got to concentrate on singles because I didn't expect really to beat Serena.
But she let her teammate down.
It happened before. Get over it.
I bet you is Serena playing doubles?
No, I don't think so. No.
You don't think she's playing
doubles?
She used
doubles? To play with her sister.
She used to play with Venus all the time.
She's 40, man. I tell you, Roger Federer's not playing anymore in Wimbledon, so age catches up to you.
So what's the final score for Serena? How many majors?
23. She's stuck on 23. She's been in the last four finals she was in. At 23, she lost all four.
Who's second?
I think Steffi Graf at 22.
22. So she is the
so she'll be the second.
Hey,
no,
by
she's
the
not
way,
the leader. Margaret Court is the leader with 24.
Oh, Margaret Court doesn't count.
Jorge, did you put that Shaq sound in there that I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay. So Shaq has a podcast, the big podcast with Shaq, and they were talking the other day about what Shaq's next move is. And Rich DeVos, the guy who created Amway, and the DeVos family who own the Magic, is getting up there in age. Mm-hmm. And so here's what Shaq said about the Orlando Magic.
We still run that franchise, and if they want to sell it to us, DeVos family, we're ready to go right now.
You and Dennis will buy it? Y'all ready?
Yeah. About Dennis
One of your
Scott.
Billionaire friends, step up, put the money where your mouth is, and let us run the show. Dennis, we got the money. You ain't got to worry about the money, but this message goes out to the DeVos family. If you're ready to sell, the Orlando Magic, sell it to somebody that's going to take it to the next level. That's us.
So Shaq and Dennis Smith would become owners. You think Shaq would be any good?
Shaq would be great as an owner, especially as a front face of the ownership group. He doesn't have – the Magic would probably sell for $2.5 billion. Shaq's rich, but he ain't that rich. So he'll be a part of an ownership group, but I think that would be a great move for the NBA.
How many fines would Shaq get for tampering? I don't think you can be an owner and work for TNT at the same time.
That's a good question. No, he
Dwayne
can't.
Wade worked for TNT
no,
a lot
he
last
can't.
But he's not an exact. He's not an owner of a team.
No, yeah, he is. No, no. Yeah, he is. Part of the Utah
and
Jazz
remember,
now.
Remember, Shaq was part ownership of the Kings and working with TNT.
And still is. Shaq has a minority interest in the Sacramento
but
Kings.
How do you – well, you guys can't talk about anything. How can Shaq, as an owner, talk about stuff?
He's already been doing it.
Because he's Shaq.
Yeah.
So you don't think he'd get fined? Magic got fined. Magic got he got a $50,000 fine.
Which was unjust. I mean, he was a
it was ridiculous.
He was president of the team at the time. He was complimenting Giannis and
yeah,
Milwaukee.
Yeah, it was the stupidest thing in the world.
Stupid. But, yeah, Shaq definitely should be – hopefully the DeVos family will sell to Shaq's ownership group because Shaq would be great for the league.
Oh, he would be great for the league, absolutely. All right, I want to get one more thing in here before we get to Lie of the Day, which is –
And then Game of Games.
By the way, did you see what Shaq
Michael's
did last week?
Today. No, what?
Goes into some restaurant, nice restaurant, picks up everybody's tab, and the waitresses and the waiter said he left the biggest tip they'd ever seen in their life.
All right,
that's how Shaq is.
Can I tell you guys something? He does this all the time.
Shaq
and
does.
And doesn't get – credit for it.
Yeah.
Well, probably doesn't even seek credit for
no,
it.
No, right. People always point out what he did.
So, Mark Madsen told me once that when Madsen was a rookie, he's driving this old beat-up car.
Yep.
And Shaq has given Mark Madsen comes from a Morvan family that had like 10 or 11 kids. And Shaq goes, Madsen, you can't drive like your station wagon to practice and to the games. It's a bad look. And so, Shaq got his people on the phone, and when he got to practice the next day, there's Madsen with a new car. He bought a car for Rudy Garciguenas, the equipment manager. He saw that he couldn't fit stuff in there.
Right.
And when we got back from road trips, so he just bought him a car. Mike Penberthy, who was one of our assistants last couple of years, told me that when he got to the Lakers, he didn't have a lot of nice suits. So Shaq literally took him suit shopping.
Wow.
And he thought, oh, that's really nice. Shaq's going to buy me a suit. He bought him 6 suits.
Wow.
I've seen him in Apple stores before, and a mom will say, is in there with her son, and she's saying, well, we can't afford that one. What about this one? Shaq goes, get that one. I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
He'll just, like, walk up to the
that's very nice.
The thing, and he'll pay.
I wish I had that kind of money, the giveaway money to everybody thing.
He told me, I got sent out a story once. It was at Christmas time, and he was doing that Shaq-a-Claws thing. And he goes, are you going to hang around till we give out the presents? And I go, well, I can. He goes, you got to hang around. Because I don't give that cheap crap. I'm giving them good. And they open up the back of this 18-wheeler, and it's got like iPads and like Beanie Babies and all like the really really good stuff. He's the most generous superstar.
Yes. He really is
ever.
That's cool. All right. So 15 years ago today. Any idea what happened 15 years ago today? You might have heard somewhere.
So wait a minute. What year, Michael?
Are you talking about in sports or just in general?
In life.
In life.
Okay. So that would be 2012. Would be 10 years. 15. 2007.
Of June 26th.
And
June
I will
29th.
Tell you, it changed all of our lives.
June 29th. 2007, what happened? June
what 20? Is it? Is it a? Is it tied to sports in any way?
No.
Okay. Is it a movie or something that was released?
No.
All right, give us a hint.
Is it a product that we
yes.
use? The internet.
No, the internet predated that.
Yeah,
Al Gore invented the internet in the 70s.
All right. iPhone.
iPhone, maybe?
The iPhone is absolutely right. Yeah. What a game changer the iPhone was. I mean, now.
Does anybody not own an iPhone?
Yeah, there are people.
There'll be one of us won't have one. Do you guys both have iPhones, Jorge
you
and
have
Greg?
IPhones?
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah. No, I know people that have.
I mean, like an Android, even like a smartphone. Does
anybody
not own a smartphone?
That doesn't have a smartphone.
Androids are annoying. It gives you those green.
I don't
bars.
Like Androids. Yeah. I don't like Androids. I'm a big iPhone guy, but if I could add one feature to the iPhone, tell me this wouldn't be cool. Is you unfold it, and you get a bigger screen. You know what I'm saying? So you've got an iPhone.
Yeah.
Imagine it unfolding, and you've got a bigger screen.
Yeah, but what about
don't you think that's the next
thing? I like the compactness of my phone. I don't want it to get bigger.
Then when you watch stuff, that little crease in the middle will bug you.
Yeah.
Although, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That would bug
me. That line in the middle of
that
the screen.
That would bug me. Yeah, it's funny. On a plane, I don't mind watching the iPhone at all, but at home, I would never watch
the
iPhone.
Oh, yeah. On the plane, it's convenience. You don't mind because you got no choice.
But I walked in here today, and, everybody's out. It's a beautiful day downtown. There's a Starbucks downstairs. There's all these cafe tables, people sitting out. everybody staring at their phone, including like a table of four women. They're at the table and they're each looking at their individual device. It's like, what is the point of having human contact?
I told you
anymore?
This story that I sat behind four really cute girls. They're all in their 20s. At a Dodger game, and I sat right behind them, and all four of them the entire time did nothing but take selfies. They were like in search of the. They would turn around like when Corey Seager, or Justin Turner, or Bellinger would come up, and they'd try and get their picture in the shot with Bellinger. They're like a bunch of Masons. They got like 900 pictures of just them,
and then when they weren't
and nothing else.
And then when they weren't taking selfies, well, they're just looking at their phone and looking at the game
and sending the pictures to other people. And I don't think if you would ask them what the score of the game was or even who was playing, I don't think they're getting it.
So this is an interesting philosophical question. So down in when the Pope visited South America, I forget which it's Argentina, one of the South American countries, and there was a huge procession and people on both sides, and so people wanted to take their picture with the Pope, and the way they did it was they turned their back to the procession, and they took the picture of the Pope passing behind them and got that selfie with the Pope in the background. Now my question is, did you really see the Pope if you weren't looking at the Pope? You've got a picture of yourself in front of the Pope, but you never turned around to look at him. So did you ever actually see the
Pope? Before he gets to you, if he's 60 feet away, you see him coming towards you, so you see him.
But, I mean, don't you think you're robbing yourself of the actual live experience? Like, I don't understand people who take pictures of sunsets. I get it. Sun goes down. Yeah. We get it. Now,
a sunset takes several minutes.
Right. Correct. But, I mean, do we need a sunset from everybody?
Steven. They're pretty.
Gregory, why am I spending, when I go on vacation at somewhere nice, why do I videotape or why do I shoot video of the sunset when I could just be looking at the sunset?
Or while he could be under a waterfall naked. And he could take that picture.
You take that picture so you can see it again another time, right?
Correct.
So the same thing with the sunset.
Yeah.
Steven, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Gregory. Loser Gregory.
All right, so Lie of the Day is coming up.
Why do you guys all think you have it? Because I don't think you do.
Bergman got it, and I agree with him. Do you agree with Bergman?
Same thing, yes.
Yeah, well, three of us are in the same lie.
That's interesting.
Do you want me to tell you what it is? I'll text it to you.
Okay,
and then just tell me if we don't have it. If we have it, well, this won't give anybody.
See, like this picture. You don't think that's worth it?
Well, that's a crazy beautiful picture. That's completely
Oh, that's awesome.
That's completely
but it's a sunset.
Did you
know it's a moonrise?
It's a moonrise. Oh, so the moon rise is okay, but the sunset is not.
Yes. Sunset, no.
What a prank.
So don't forget, we're hosting our very own All-Star Friday Night Extravaganza on July the 15th at the City of West Covina Sports Complex. Yeah, you guys have
it. We got it.
Event is free, open to the public. If you want to get on the VIP list, text the word STAR to 40705. If you get the Lie of the Day today, you win a playing spot in our Wiffle Ball Bash and two tickets to the Capital One Play Ball Park at MLB Live in downtown LA, July 16th through the 19th, the ultimate all-star fan experience, something for the whole family. For tickets and info, visit allstargame.com. All right, open the phones now. Lie of the Day, 877-710-ESPN. You can be in the Wiffle Ball Bash with all of us. Mason Ireland, 710-ESPN. All right, here I thought I'd very, very carefully buried a lie, and as it turns out, everybody here figured it out.
But that doesn't mean that the listeners can figure it out.
No. So we got a really cool prize. Everybody went to the Mandy Awards on Friday night. It was a great time, as Morales would say, pressing the flesh, meeting everybody, all that stuff.
Everybody but Michael went to the Mandy's.
Yeah, we're doing it on Friday, July the 15th, City of West Covina Sports Plex. We're doing a Wiffle Ball Bash Home Run Derby and an All-Star Softball Game featuring everybody at 710. And if you get the Lie of the Day right now, you win a playing spot in our Wiffle Ball Bash, 877-710-ESPN. Ireland?
All right, let's go to Sean in Norco. Hey, Sean, you're on ESPN LA. What do you think? What'd Mason lie about, Sean?
Is it the Johnny Depp new movie?
It is not. He is playing Henry the
So, see, I told you, despite the fact that all four of us got it on the first guess.
Doesn't necessarily guarantee
oh,
for, listeners
oh,
get
for
it.
One, here's Luke on the 710 freeway. Hey, Luke, you got Mason's lie of the day?
I hope so, man. Did you ever interview Zach Greinke with Spectrum Sports?
I did interview
oh.
Zach Greinke.
Oh, for two. Well,
sorry about that,
okay,
man.
A one in Mid-City. Hey, Juan, you're on
what's
ESPN
good,
LA. Hey, Juan, what's the lie of the day?
How you guys doing?
Good, man.
I think it was, I hope I'm right. That was in Harbaugh singing Eminem.
No, that was Harbaugh singing Eminem.
Now, normally here we'd give a hint, but I don't think we need a hint today. I think we should just rolling.
I think we absolutely should. Let's keep rolling.
All right, we'll do three more, and if nobody gets it in six guesses, we'll give a hint.
Okay.
Victor in Norwalk. Hey, Victor, you got the lie of the day?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have it.
Okay.
Is it true that, I mean, I'm guessing Mason didn't go to a restaurant where they had robot bartenders.
There it is. Way to go, Victor.
And you got it. Yeah, there is no place called CCIPA in Culver City. And there is no robot bartender there. Congratulations,
Mason,
Victor.
Mason doesn't even drink.
Yeah, not even a drinker. What's that?
No, I forgot. You stopped drinking.
Yeah.
All right.
You. Thank
hey,
you
Victor, hang on. Bergman's going to give you all the information, okay?
Thanks, man.
So does that mean that Juan actually calls you Mace?
Juan does call me Mace.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he does.
That's amazing.
He does. The Wiffle Ball Bash will be fun. So Victor will be part of that now. And by the way, if you want to go to the event at the City of West Covina Sportsplex, you should text the word STAR to 40705. And on top of competing in the Wiffle Ball Bash, Victor also gets two tickets to the Capital One Play Ballpark in MLB at downtown LA, July 16th through the 19th. Ultimate All-Star Fan Experience, something for the whole family. For tickets and info, visit allstargame.com. The next big thing, you love the Mandy's, the next big thing is our All-Star Friday Night Extravaganza, Friday, July the 15th at the City of West Covina Sportsplex.
All right, Jorge, call Pepe, your companero. How do you say it? Companero?
Compañero.
Compañero. Because we got Mexican food trivia coming up on a game
now,
of games.
Now, wait a minute. I think this game is culturally biased.
Yeah, how so? We all love Mexican food.
Yeah, yeah, but Jorge and Pepe
are going to go last.
Okay.
So you gringos can't steal their answers.
Okay. Because it fits in here so perfectly, I'm going to do this last story before we go to game of games. So Taco Bell, have you seen what they're
Speaking
doing?
Speaking of Mexican
oh,
food?
Oh, yeah. Taco Bell has created a brand new product, and this is something that I am all in on trying, but I'll be curious if John is. It's the Taco Bell Cheez-It Tostada. So what they've got is a massive Cheez-It cracker. Think about it as 16 times the standard size Cheez-It. So it's big.
Okay, got it.
It's the base for Taco Bell's new Big Cheez-It Tostada. The meal, again, on this gigantic Cheez-It cracker includes meal layers, ground beef, sour cream, tomatoes, lettuce, cheddar cheese, all on that cheesy cracker for just $2.49, which is a really good price. John, are you in on the Taco Bell Cheez-It Tostada?
No.
What?
Hell no.
Why?
Cheez-Its are fantastic.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? I've not eaten at a Taco Bell in 30 years.
Oh, come on.
Why should I start now?
Why would you not eat this? What do you have against the Taco Bell?
Because I want to go to Tito's Tacos. They're a sponsor.
Oh, are they? Tito's sponsor? The only thing better than a Tito's taco is two.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know the jingle. Right. I know the jingle well. Yeah. Jorge, what about you? The
nope.
Cheez-It
nope.
Tostada, no?
Nope.
You like most
inauthentic
of
inauthentic Taco
exactly.
Bell.
But you, wait a minute. You like most of the Taco Bell stuff, don't you? Like,
no.
Didn't you like the Mexican pizza and stuff like
no,
that?
I've never had that one.
What? You've never had that
never.
One?
Never.
Do they still have a Burrito Supreme at Taco
oh,
Bell?
Yeah.
I think that's the last thing I had. Right?
Burrito Supreme, extra sour cream, sign me
what
up.
What about the churro? Do they still have those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they
okay.
still have churros. Bergman, Cheez-It?
I love Cheez-It, so absolutely.
Cheez-Its are delicious.
I yeah. love them.
They
Jeez,
are delicious.
You guys need to live, Jorge.
Wait a minute.
Ireland.
When's the last time you ate at Taco Bell?
A couple of days ago. I love Taco Bell.
Is there a Taco Bell in
yeah,
by your house?
Yeah, just on the street. Yeah, Mexican pizzas, love them.
Wow.
See? Michael Thompson, there
didn't
he
see
is.
See that coming.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is
Call Pepe.
Michael Thompson's game today.
Mexican
and our friend,
food.
Pepe Mantillo will join us for it. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Game of Games time. It is Michael Thompson's game today, which means we welcome to the show the great Pepe Mantilla. Pepe, how you doing, man?
Hi. Hello, everybody. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for the Mandy Awards. Michael Thompson, yep. You owe an apology to everybody, everybody, okay?
Why?
For not being there. That's a really lack of respect to the people, yep. To the people that work with you,
tell them,
and
Pepe.
To everybody. Okay.
Pepe, I was tired. I was 3 weeks.
Pepe,
I
am with Pepe. I was 100%.
No excuses. You made a sacrifice. We all made a sacrifice dealing with you.
Yeah, I just want to tell
you. Pepe, I was traveling from Boston to San Francisco for 3 weeks.
By the way, Michael, you missed Pepe's jacket, which was one of the highlights of the night. What a great look you had, Pepe.
All right, Pepe.
Thank you very much.
All right, Michael, what game are we playing
today?
All right,
you don't have to be Jorge or Pepe to win or play. Your name doesn't even have to be Jose. The game today is Mexican food, so for dinner, I hope this puts you in that kind of mood. It's multiple choice, so everyone gets a bite of Mexican food in this game. Jorge and Pepe, you two go last, so the three gringos won't be influenced by your answers.
Okay.
All right, Ireland, keep score.
You got it.
Okay, here we go. What salad was invented in Mexico? Caesar, chef, or toss salad?
You want me to go first?
Yes.
I will say Caesar. Mace?
I will say Caesar.
Greg?
Tossed.
Okay. Jorge?
Tossed.
Pepe?
Caesar.
It's Caesar.
It is Caesar.
Yeah, boom, Mace! Oh! Boom!
I knew that. Did you know that one, John?
I think I'd heard it somewhere before.
I sort of tried to.
All right, so
everybody.
Pepe, Mason, and Ireland are all on the board.
This fruit originated in Mexico. Mangoes, bananas, or tomatoes?
Mace.
Tomatoes.
Bergman.
Mango.
What was the other one, Michael?
Bananas or tomatoes?
I will, Mace, you said tomatoes?
Yep.
I'm with Mason. I'll say tomatoes. Pepe.
I will say tomatoes, too.
Tomatoes. Jorge.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Okay.
Excellent.
So Mason, Ireland, Pepe, and Briones, the Jewish gringo, Greg Bergman, 0-2.
In 1943, Ignacio Garcia invented burritos.
Ignacio.
Invented burritos, nachos, or taquitos?
All right, Greg, you go first on this one. Burritos, nachos, or taquitos?
Taquitos.
Okay, it goes to me. Burritos, nachos, or taquitos? I will go nachos. Mace.
So I think burritos were probably invented earlier, so I'm going to go nachos also.
Pepe.
Nachos.
Jorge.
Nachos, because that's what you call Ignacio. You call him Nacho.
It is nachos.
Hey! Boom! Hey, Mace! We're 3-3.
Undefeated.
Oh, unfortunately, so is Pepe.
Undefeated. Never lost. You can order the Crunchwrap Supreme at Taco Bell, Del Taco, or El Pollo Loco.
The Crunchwrap Supreme.
Okay, this is back to me.
I actually know this one.
Crunch
Wrap Supreme.
What are the three choices?
Taco Bell, Del Taco, or El Pollo Loco.
All right. I don't think it's El Pollo Loco because I've been there. I'm going to go Taco Bell. Mace.
Del Taco.
Bergman.
It's Taco Bell.
Jorge.
Taco Bell.
Damn.
Pepe.
Taco Bell.
It is Taco Bell.
Boom. 4-4. Bergman.
I got a point.
Yeah,
you got
oh, you
point.
Did?
Yeah.
Jorge, you got that, right?
Yeah,
here.
I did.
All right, so here it is. Pepe 4, Ireland 4, Mason 3, Briones 3, Bergman 1.
Aztecs discovered which popular fruit? Mangoes, limes, or avocados?
Mace.
I will say avocados.
Bergman.
Avocados.
I also think avocados. Jorge.
Aguacate.
Pepe.
Avocados.
Is everybody right, Michael?
It is avocado.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, Ireland, if you win this, it's over.
It's over.
And actually, if I lose this, it's over, so I'm done.
Everybody guess the guess on this one. No multiple choice. Okay. In 1519, Moctezuma, I think that's how you say it. Moctezuma. His name.
How do you say it, Jorge?
Moctezuma.
Moctezuma drank a beverage of chocolate and honey. That sweet beverage today is known as
Mason.
What?
Everybody's going to guess.
No, everybody's going to guess. Okay, I'll say sweet beverage, chocolate. I'll say it's hot chocolate.
Greg.
Chocolate and honey.
Mm-hmm. That beverage today is known as what?
Choco honey.
Gregory, that's a terrible answer.
Steven, yours isn't very good either because there's no honey in hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I actually think I've got a very popular drink. I've got a credible guess.
Everybody's
having it. I'm going to say it's Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo's a great guess.
Jorge.
Man. You guys don't know about this? I'm going to say champurrado.
All right, Pepe.
I'm going to say cocoa.
It is known as milkshake.
Nobody got it.
There's honey in the milkshake.
Yeah. Nobody got it.
Something to sweeten it. Yeah, makes sense.
My goodness, that
is not
really...
Michael. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Nobody likes
that. That is disgusting.
Honey. Yeah, that's a disgusting.
Mexican cowboys in Texas started eating fajitas in which decade? 1930s, 1950s, or 1920s?
Bergman.
Let's go with the middle answer. 1930s.
What were the other two choices, Michael?
1950s or 1920s?
I'll say 1950s. Mace.
I'll say, I mean, it seems like such a simple thing. I'll say it's the 20s.
Okay. Pepe.
I'm going to say
1950s. 19.
Hold it, Jorge.
50s with a milkshake.
Yeah, no, he says 50s.
1930s.
Yeah. Who got that?
I did.
All right, Bergman, you're coming back.
Yeah.
Which country introduced rice to Mexico? Japan, China, or Spain?
This one's me. Well, the easy answer would be China, but I'm going to go Spain. Mace.
I'm going Spain.
Bergman.
How many am I back from you, John?
Two.
So I got to make up a point. I'm going to say Japan.
Was that even one of the choices?
Yeah. China, Japan, and Spain.
All right, Jorge.
Japan.
Pepe.
Spain.
It is China.
Nobody got it.
Nobody got it. All right. To give Bergman a chance, let's do two more.
According to the website Fast Food, this fast food chain is the most popular Mexican food chain in America. Taco Bell, Chipotle, or Del Taco?
Bergman, you want to go first or third?
It doesn't matter. It's all the same.
I think I know
Chipotle.
The answer. Read the choices again, Michael.
Chipotle, Taco Bell, or Del Taco. It's the most popular Mexican fast food.
Isn't it? I just think it's Taco Bell.
All right. I'm also going Chipotle, Greg. I think I read that there are more, almost as many Chipotles as McDonald's.
Yeah, they're owned by McDonald's.
Jorge.
Yeah.
Chipotle.
Pepe.
Chipotle.
What's the answer, Michael?
Chipotle.
Okay, so that means...
Let me get the point, John.
That means that Pepe and I are playing in this one. You guys are all out.
Yes.
Pepe and I have six. Jorge, you finished with four. Mace, you finished with four. Greg, you finished with three. Pepe, it's me and you.
Here we go.
Here we go until we reach a winner. Here we go.
Mexican families eat 2 pounds of this food a day. Rice, tortillas, or beef?
2 pounds a day.
Of this food a day. Rice, tortillas, or beef?
I'll say tortillas. Pepe.
I'm going to say rice.
Michael, what's the answer?
Tortillas.
Boom, Pepe! Boom! Down goes Mantilla! Down he goes!
Are you sure you're Mexican, Pepe?
Pepe!
I'm 100% Mexican, but the... milkshake thing. I mean, I don't know where you got that.
You know what that was?
What?
Pepe, that was trash.
Really?
I thought that was a trash question.
It's a sweet drink.
Totally
Pepe,
trash.
What did I tell you the last time? If you come at the king, you
best not
miss.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of all the disrespect that I have for Mike is respect for you.
Oh, come on.
That's very nice.
What, you wanted me to make
and
a...
Mike, you better come next year to the Mandy's. Okay?
Yes.
No excuses.
I'll be in San Francisco at another parade.
Hey, you work for the Lakers.
Well, that's true.
Hey, Pepe, we texted about this, but give us your quick capsule review on Elvis the movie.
A waste of time for me. I mean, too long, boring, and I was very disappointed at some time.
You'd rather go see Los Lobos, huh?
Good Lord.
That's right.
Pepe, I appreciate your honesty.
Thank
I
you,
was,
Pepe.
I was going to wait. I was going to go to the theater, but now I'll wait for it to come out in a video.
Yeah.
Pepe, you're a good sport, and we always like having you. Thank you
Pepe,
for playing.
Next week, World Cup trivia.
Oh, that's okay. Briones.
Okay. Yeah,
Briones will be a big Briones favorite. Right there.
Yeah. Multiple right. choice.
Thanks, by the way, Bergman, does that not lock up you. The month for me? With
you have
that?
Locked up the month. Yeah. You have won the month.
Okay, so that means your game tomorrow, Greg.
Okay.
All right.
Brand. We start a brand new month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started early.
Pepe and Jorge, how do you guys not win the Mexican food trivia game?
Michael, you made that milkshake one.
Yeah,
up.
The milkshake
Look it up. Montezuma. Where did
you
get that
from? All he does is go on.
I looked up Mexican food history.
I'm going to Google Montezuma.
Yeah, he types in Mexican food
on
the internet.
Mexican food history. Ask all, when you go to your, barrio today, ask your brother.
You're going to the barrio. Yeah. Hey, are you on your way to the barrio after the show?
Yeah, ask your hombres.
Oh, my God.
I got my video, send it to you.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, but let me get this before we get Sonano and Cap in here. Did you guys see when they handed out the suspensions for the Mariners-Angels fight?
Yeah.
That the interpreter for the Angels got two games.
Yeah.
If you're the interpreter, what are you doing into the middle of a fight?
Was he out there protecting Otani?
No, he was pushing people.
It would have been Otani's interpreter, right?
Yeah.
That got the suspension.
Right.
He probably was protecting Shohei.
Yeah.
But do you do that by getting into the mix of the fight, or do you just get Shohei and take him
to
the clubhouse?
Isn't your job as the interpreter to make sure everything's okay with the guy
you're
interpreting for?
So, you guys
for?
Have more respect that he got a two-game suspension?
Absolutely. He got in there swinging.
That's right.
I like
Protecting
that.
Protecting his meal ticket.
I like that.
That's right.
That suspension. Who jumped and fell over the railing? I think it's Archie Bradley from Seattle.
He's going to be out for months.
Yeah, stupid. Stupid. Bergman had a stupid idea for a subject that he was going to bring up today.
What is it, Bergman?
It was about which sports have the dumber athletes.
Well, you know the answer to this.
I do. It's baseball players,
right? Why? And everybody because they're the least educated.
Yes, exactly.
It is.
They never go to college. They don't go to college.
Football players are required to
go to college for 3 years. Basketball players only go for 1 year.
Look at the kind of classes football players take.
No, no. If you look at the composite SAT scores, baseball players are at the bottom.
Who puts together composite and...
Wait, have you met the internet? Everything is on the internet.
Composite.
Type in
SAT scores.
SAT scores.
MLB players.
They're just not good. Because a lot of them don't necessarily even take the SATs.
Yeah.
They go right out of high school. Did Trace go to college at all?
No, he signed to go to UCLA, but then he got drafted and he went straight to the pros.
Yeah, and which a lot of baseball players do.
Yeah. But no, football players don't take hard classes in college. Come on.
But they also have to memorize so much.
And they
much.
Also have to stay in college for 3 years, remember? Because the NFL...
taking basket weaving.
Well, it's also playbooks that they have to memorize. Oh, massive playbooks.
Massive.
You don't really do that in
massive.
Baseball. You don't do that
massive.
In
Got to remember
in
signs
baseball.
In baseball.
Yeah, you got to remember
yeah,
signs.
Yeah, if I rub
it's
my
mostly
chin.
Mostly C-ball, hit-ball, catch-ball.
Yeah,
run
baseball
to
players.
Base.
Smarter
Michael,
than
by the way, the milkshake was created in 1922 in Chicago.
No, I'm telling you, but
FYI.
No, but Montezuma, I'm telling you.
No one
that's
got
where derived
no
from.
One got that right anyway, did they?
No.
No, we got
the milkshake one.
No, the milkshake was not from Mexico.
They're not
no
giving
such thing as a Mexican milkshake.
They're not giving Montezuma his credit.
Does not exist. No Mexican
milkshake. I guessed Yoo-Hoo.
I thought Yoo-Hoo was great. I thought hot chocolate was a good guess. We had good guesses, but
I
you made
up the
this
history of Mexican food, and they say that's where milkshakes
this BS milkshake,
so,
Mexican milkshake.
Hey,
thing.
Bergman, are both Sedano and Cap remote today?
Yes,
okay.
They're both remote.
Well, let's play the Stager.
Stager.
Yeah.
And no, Michael, do you realize you're talking to the most decorated show at the Mandy's, the Sedano and Cap show, including Scott Kaplan, the most decorated individual host. Host of the year who didn't have enough room, hands to carry all of his awards.
And the listeners voted for him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Surprised by that, aren't you, Mike?
Yes, I thought Mason and I were going to dominate the way Shaq dominated like point guards in the paint.
No. I mean,
we won four and they won six.
Wow. Yeah, I got a couple. Ireland got a couple. Well, we got the show.
Well, don't you guys feel threatened?
No.
Why not?
No, we were happy for Cap.
It's Cappy. Man. If it was Sedano, I'd be pissed off. But it's Cappy.
If it was
Sedano, we
figured out, Michael, that if Sedano or I had won Host of the Year, Mason would have quit.
Yep.
Since it was Cap, who's kind of a kindred spirit to Mason, he was okay with it.
Well, Cap, you and Sedano are going to renegotiate your deals or what?
Well, Cappy is about to sign a deal, actually. He should renegotiate.
Really? So you're in the
middle
of it?
Good timing, Cap.
Right. So let me ask you guys for some advice here.
Yeah.
So
if the ink is not yet dry, do I honor what has already been discussed and pretty much agreed to with a handshake?
Have you signed it? Has pen been put to paper?
You have to sign on the line that is dotted.
No, if you agreed verbally, you got to stick by it.
I agree with Michael.
Yeah. I do, too.
Just like if management agreed verbally, then you'd hold
on to
it. So
do you have a verbal agreement, Scott?
So the thing is that rather than going back in and going, now, hold on a second here, everybody.
I'm now a six-time Mandy Award winner.
A bunch of Mandy Awards.
Right.
Sign a shorter-term deal.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. Do 1 year.
Sign a short-term deal, and then you can sign anywhere on a long-term, five-year mega deal.
If you signed 1 year, Rachel would kill you.
Not only would she kill you, she would spend so much money in the first year that you'd have to come back at their terms after that.
Well, right. Could you imagine, like, next year when I get shut out? And I'll be like, well, how about my new deal? And they're like, well,
Cap,
so last year.
Cap, this is my suggestion. Did you negotiate this agreement with the great Scott McCarthy?
I did not. I stayed out of it, but I didn't use Freddie Freeman's agent, just so you know.
Oh, you have Freddie Freeman's agent, right. So you probably had a better offer somewhere else.
What do you think of this idea for a negotiating tactic for Cappy?
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. Sonano, yeah, I need your opinion on this, too. Cap, what you do is you walk in with the actual Mandy Awards. You walk with all six of them.
All of them.
You put them on the table and you go, all right, guys, here's what you need to do.
Hold my beer.
See that money that you're paying Travis and Slee?
Yeah.
Take about 40% of that and slide it over here to Cap, the six-time winner. What do you think? Now, Michael, would that be mean or would that be appropriate since Cap won all the awards Travis and Slee
You
didn't.
Might even get Sliwa to raise his voice.
Wow. Don't pick on my friend Alan Sliwa. By the way, on Monday, the Culture Pop podcast with Alan Sliwa comes out. I found out some fascinating stuff about
Sliwa
that we never knew. Stuff we never knew.
Wait, like what? Give us one tease.
Yeah. He is very, very wrapped up in his culture.
Oh, okay.
I'll buy that. Which
Chaldean. He's Chaldean. Mm-hmm.
What is that?
His family is from Iraq. Okay. 2% of Iraqis are Catholic. Uh-huh. And his parents came here during the Iraq-Iran
war. Dates and all that stuff?
I don't know about eating dates, Michael. That may not be a thing.
Forgive me. He just watched Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
I don't know how Michael gets away with all this stuff. I told George, I want to be able to say the things that Michael says.
Michael is the Charles Barkley of ESPN LA.
Because a lot of times I would say the things that Michael says, but I find myself actually stopping myself from saying them. Smart.
Does he smoke the hookah?
Does he smoke the hookah?
Like Shaq? They gave Shaq the hookah lounge?
We did not speak hookah talking to Sliwa. Yeah. No, but it comes out on Monday. It's funny because it follows up the interview with the guy from Top Gun, the star of Top Gun.
So you have the best-looking guy in Hollywood.
And Sliwa.
But wait, but Mace.
Hey, what?
Mace,
you know what? Sliwa was the best-looking guy, best-dressed guy,
He was very well-dressed. He was very put together.
He was smooth-looking.
Yeah, he was very smooth.
He looked like he should be a James Bond.
Michael, you know what you would have been impressed by? Lady Slee.
She's real. Lady Slee is beautiful,
too.
Very impressive.
He didn't have to pay for it?
Not that we can tell.
Oh, my God.
He's not Morales.
I think she was.
Unbelievable what he says. I love it. I want to say it. I love it. Mace, I have a question, Mace.
So Morales was like Larry David. He picked up his date on the way to the show.
so he could drive in the carpool lane. Right. Yeah.
Mace, when did you decide that Sliwa meets the proper prerequisites in terms of stardom?
Cap and Sonano and I are a little offended. We were the only ESPN hosts that were on the Culture Pop until now.
But you guys were all on it in a long time before Slee. Took a long time for Slee to work his way into the rotation. But it's worth it. If you're a Sliwa fan, if you're a Travis and Sliwa fan, if you're fascinated by there's actually more going on there than you think.
I have one question.
I'm not sure what that means. There's more going on there.
That is the backhanded compliment of all time. What's your question, Sonano?
Did you play Ask Slee?
No, we did not. He's got enough Ask Slee. It's like five people every day ask him questions.
Well, he's so popular.
Same five people.
Why'd they get shut out?
What?
Because they're new.
They're new.
They're the new show.
They were up against Radio Tinder.
Yeah.
No.
But you, Lindsay, will be tuning into that podcast.
Which segment would you have voted for?
Okay, so this was
yours, of course.
No. Radio Tinder, Game of Games, or Ask Slee? What's the best feature on the station?
Well, Slee will come in third, even though I like it, but it'll come in third.
So Radio Tinder or Game of Games?
Boy, that's tough. I love them both. I guess since you guys let me play Game of Games, I got to go with that, Lindsay.
Yeah. Okay, right. That's fair.
You don't play Radio Tinder because you're never around.
Well, Lindsay,
Radio Tinder was the winner. Lindsay was also producer of the year, and they were chanting.
Well, that's not a shock, though.
They were chanting Hungarian Heat when Lindsay walked up to pick up her award.
She's beautiful. Yeah,
Michael,
I can see that.
Can you say that
these days?
I don't know. Yeah.
Michael,
everybody looked really good, Michael. Everybody was really dressed up and fancy.
What about Laura? Did she bring a date?
She did. I met her boyfriend. Yeah,
brought
her boyfriend. Laura looked great. She was resplendent in red.
Laura always looks
good. Yeah, Laura looked fantastic.
Michael, you would have loved it. Because
my man looked good, too.
Amanda looked great.
He did look good.
I said my man.
Michael,
pick up that little triangle thing. Yeah. Look at the picture. Third row down, first picture. Look at that picture of Amanda. Who did that to her?
Oh, my goodness. She looks like something that rhymes with back door.
What rhymes with back door?
Crack. Something.
Oh my God!
I still don't get it.
You can fill in the rest.
Let it go, Cap. Let it go.
You're so dumb. What's wrong with you?
Moving along.
Look at that, Michael. 16 pictures of people looking great, and Amanda.
What happened?
We've launched an investigation to figure out who did that.
Jeez, somebody fast that one.
That's a picture. Come on.
Yeah, that's not Amanda. That's not Amanda. Yeah. Looks like a body. Somebody took a picture of a body in the morgue. Yeah.
So you got your awards today, right, Michael?
Yeah, I got it right here.
That's lame. That's so weak.
Why?
Because you should have been there to get your awards.
Cap, I was exhausted.
Get him, Cap.
I was exhausted from the parade.
I can appreciate that.
Pepe Mantilla chastising Michael.
Yeah. It was all over him.
I mean, Michael, I can listen to me. I want to say to you something. Mm-hmm.
You could have met Rachel.
Correct.
And you could have come to the after party. But, Michael, look, I am so happy for you. Mm-hmm. As a father, like I got a buddy of mine who has two sons that play Major League Baseball. Both were first-round picks. Like the likelihood of getting one kid into pro sports, let alone two, what your kids have accomplished
Cap,
unbelievable.
Technically three.
Did you just hear that Michael's oldest son, Mikey, just got a job on the Warriors coaching staff?
Yeah. You're kidding me. Yeah, wow.
Michael and Julia produced the most successful children in the history of sports, and none of them have ever put up.
Well, John,
they've never made a resume.
I sent Michael the video of Mateo swinging on the tee just because I told him I'm going to need Trace to help him out a little bit.
Trace is hitting the ball a mile and a half.
Yeah, Mateo looks like he's a natural swinger. He's a lefty too. He's swinging left.
He is a lefty.
Ooh. But Michael Thompson, your family, just to what John is saying, is comparable to like the Watt family. They've got three guys who are all NFL football players. And other
families. Well, except the difference is Michael actually is a champion himself as well.
Right.
Watt family.
Even that much more. Right. But I'm saying your children. So as a father.
He's the Manning family.
The Manning's another great example.
Yep.
Your family is right there with all of that sports royalty. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that. And I'm so happy for you and your family. But here comes the butt.
Yeah. Okay.
The celebration should have. Not could have, should have continued at the Mandy's.
Yeah,
your presence was needed. It was now. By the way, it was a great night. Everybody had a great time, and it's not like you're going to say to us, "Well, you know, because Michael wasn't there, the thing sucked." But my goodness, would you have been a welcome addition?
Yeah,
to
you would have, Michael. You would really love me. I mean, we had so many people that just love the radio station, love everybody on it, listen all day long. You would have had a blast there.
Yeah, you could have bowed to all of them because you don't shake hands.
I agree with all of that, but my head was still ringing from the FU Draymond chants, from dealing with all those Celtic fans, and then from the loud noise of the parade. I was exhausted.
So if Golden State doesn't make the finals next year, you'll be at the Mandy's.
When is it?
They're going to make the finals.
When is the Mandy's?
We'll arrange them around your schedule.
I thought the Mandy's were like supposed to be in February.
No, it's going to stay in June. We're gonna move it to whatever night works for you.
Okay.
When was the parade? The parade was last Monday, right?
Yeah.
Right. So then the Mandy's
were
Friday.
4 days after.
Right. Yeah. You didn't have enough time to recover?
Four days.
He's old.
I was still in San Francisco.
How old are you now, Michael?
67.
67.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah.
It takes a while to bounce back from a parade if you're 67.
That's right. I was still in San Francisco the day before.
And especially because you were probably terrified you'd lose your house because Clay knocked that woman over.
Oh, she flopped.
She flopped. She did flop.
Hey, Michael, the last time you and I were in San Francisco, remember we were up there for 3 days at the end of the season, and the city looked terrible.
Yeah.
Did they clean it up for the parade, or did it still look awful?
The street, the parade was almost clean,
Yeah.
But that was a crazy
Have you guys, Mace or Sedano or Cap, been to San Francisco since the pandemic?
I was there for the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, it is a whole new world up there.
Is it worse than here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there are homeless people all over the place.
Well, in San Francisco, you're climbing over them.
It's very sad.
Yeah, no, it's like downtown LA too.
I mean, I stayed downtown San Francisco in Union Square. I maybe I saw like one or two crazy people walking by, like screaming at themselves. But like, I didn't actually see in that, at least by the hotel. I didn't see.
It wasn't bad
person.
When I went. But
yeah.
Yeah, it was. We were up there in April, and it was really, really.
Well, I'll
bad.
Say this: I was down at Venice Beach this past weekend, and they've got Venice Beach cleaned up, which is pretty amazing. Because Venice
Where'd
Beach,
they put them?
Don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, tiny houses.
Starting to break into my apartments out in Marina Del Rey.
They just picked them up and took them all to Lindsay's Park in Marina Del Rey.
We've been having a lot of break-ins and stuff in the cars, like in our gated apartment complex. We get a lot of break-ins now. I can't walk my dog at night right now, like.
You know, it's funny when we've got big events coming here, and you said, did they clean up for the finals? When I was in Australia for the Olympics in 2002, it was perfect. The city, Sydney is such a beautiful city, and there were no issues at all. But I stayed on vacation for a week after the Olympics in Sydney, and you started to see people come back and they were standing over barrels trying to stay warm.
Wow.
But they just moved them out for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that's what happened. That could be what happened in San Francisco.
Yep.
You just move people when you've got a big event.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, you were missed, man.
This is exactly what people are tuning in for, by the way.
But Michael, I just have one more question for you.
Yes.
So after the championship and Clay wins and he's made this incredible comeback in his career, and you're there for
and
all
I
of it.
Proved I wasn't a jinx.
That's correct. Right. That's exactly
Very
right.
Very important.
You see, Michael, then, I hope you set Clay straight because I hadn't had a chance to see him after the fact. So.
Yeah, I set him straight.
Good.
But then Trace comes to the Dodgers, and he's been bouncing around just this year, but his AAA career has been out of control. He's a AAA Hall of Famer. But to come to the Dodgers that same week, right in that same period of time, I mean, has there ever been a greater sports moment in your life,
man? That
was
the greatest Father's Day I ever had because it was on Father's Day.
It was on Father's Day.
He called me. And I was watching this game on my phone in Toledo, and all of a sudden he says, why is Trace calling me? It's the fifth inning. And he called me to tell me he just got traded. I said, well, where? He says, to the Dodgers. And he was so excited.
Was he playing in Toledo?
He was playing in Toledo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and crushing the ball.
Yeah.
Is that the team you worked for?
Yeah, Toledo Mudhens. The Mudhens. They got a brand new ballpark downtown, and it's actually really, really nice. So
what a Father's Day. My
that is fantastic. Fantastic.
By the way, I love that Cappy just went like all Brian Gumble on.
Really. Did you tilt
your glasses too?
George, I mean, took my glasses down and made a turn to the right to look at the other camera.
Oh, nice.
He does do that, doesn't he?
You know,
you've got it down.
The dramatic effect.
That's funny.
Yeah. But by the way, did you hear that Pepe and Jorge lost my Mexican food trivia game today?
I also heard that, I don't know why you didn't talk about a leche shake. I mean, the whole milkshake, leche shake thing, I think there's a real controversy.
The Mexican milkshake is not a thing.
Like, Laura, for instance, what is the hottest Mexican pepper, Laura? The jalapeno, the habanero, or the chile de árbol?
I think it's chile de árbol.
No, it is the habanero.
I was going to say habanero. Yeah.
I got that.
I'm very
right.
proud that I won this game with two Mexican guys in it.
Yeah.
You won?
Yeah.
Ireland won. I don't care what it is. Ireland seems to know more meaningless crap.
Yeah,
Mexico's national dish is tacos, nachos, or mole problemo.
Mole problemo, which sounds
like you made it up.
Yeah,
but
Poblano,
I think that's it.
Mexico is the birthplace of which popular treat? Honey, chocolate, or sugar?
Chocolate.
Honey. Chocolate.
Very
sugar.
Chocolate. You guys are killing Pepe at this. Pepe don't know nothing.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
What are tortillas made of, Ireland? Wheat, potato, or corn?
Wheat.
Corn.
What kind of beans are in chili con carne? Baked beans, Bingo. Butter beans, or kidney beans?
Kidney beans.
Very good. Laura, you should be a Mexican chef.
Maybe she is when she's not doing this. Yeah, which might work out good. What's coming up on the big Sedano and Cap award-winning extravaganza?
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of free agent speculation and all that kind of business. I would imagine, George, being in the league, you already know who's going where and all that stuff,
Even though, George, no one can have discussions. Let's be clear on that.
The stupidest thing ever.
There are rules. Yeah. Like John Wall just, he went on a Ouija board and cosmically picked the Clippers.
Yeah.
The Clippers had no conversations with John Wall or any of his representatives.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, Michael. Clay and those guys better beware of the Clippers this year if they're healthy.
No, I don't know why you keep saying that.
They're the deepest team in the sport.
Okay, now wait a minute. You got to be kidding me. Do you realize that James Wiseman didn't play last year?
Yeah, and I haven't seen him play a lick.
Oh, he
so
can
what
play,
do
though.
I know if he can?
He's
what
a stud.
He can do?
He can play.
I mean, okay, maybe.
He can play. The Warriors are the deepest team. They bring everybody back. They're the deepest team.
Maybe,
about.
But I don't know if they'll bring everybody
back. You guys forget about Andrew Wiggins and how good he is.
Andrew Wiggins is great.
No, so no. You compare player for player.
I'll tell you, we'll say this. Let me tell you
something.
The Clippers
on
paper look really good, but
yeah.
Kawhi has played less than Anthony Davis.
We got to assume he'll be right. He'll be fine.
You know,
right, so, but Kawhi is a Batman. So it's a little different.
What, I mean, it's all going to be how much those guys play.
That comparison, though, I don't love it because Kawhi actually has to carry the team.
You would take the Clippers roster over the Warriors roster, George?
I think it's close.
I mean, close, but that don't mean nothing.
Warriors
other
roster.
Than Kawhi, the Warriors
and
are,
they also have young,
the Clippers.
Yeah, about, I mean, look, let's take a look at the Clippers roster just for a second. I mean, this is
what people tuned in for.
Let's break
it. This is what
them,
they do. Because I never argue with Michael anymore.
Yeah, no, this is what people tuned
stick
in for.
I mean,
Michael.
Well, homeless talk was better than this.
That's right.
Honestly, Jesus. Then the Clippers, yes.
Clippers or homeless talk.
This is why Bill Plaschke took a shot at you in his column last year, Mason.
Took a shot at who?
He said, "People like you who treat them like second class citizens, and you know, or whatever it was.
Treat who like second class citizens?
The Clippers.
Oh, the Clippers are second class citizens.
You're not. You don't treat them like you don't treat them fairly. Is the point.
We don't treat them at all. Ideally,
but they're a good team.
We don't.
Are you upset about
them.
Being taken, having a shot taken by Plaschke? Does that upset you, Mace?
Yes.
Of course it does.
He specifically
spell the name
came to me.
Right.
He's like,
did he specifically say me?
Said, I'm surprised Bill wasted column inches on the Clippers.
Yeah. So, look, Kawhi, PG, Norman Powell, yeah. Rocco. I mean, they're good, man.
No, they are.
Come on.
But the Warriors.
No. They're at the least, they are the second best team going into the season.
It's a really good subject, and we're back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next.
More homeless talk tomorrow.
More breaking down the Clippers.
Clippers roster in detail coming up next.
It worked for Marcellus Wiley for a long time.
see you all tomorrow. Coming up next for you, our friends Shidano and Cappy and Linz and Laura, 710 ESPN.